I'm here at the Game Developers Conference Online in Austin, Texas, and with me today is a special guest. How about you introduce yourself?
My name is Lei Zhang. I'm the general manager for Coco China USA. So Coco China is a company based in Beijing. The company has two main assets. On one side, there is a community. It's called CocoChina.com. It is the largest iOS developer community in China, which hosts about 90 to 100,000 iOS devs. And about 70 to 80% of the Chinese iOS devs are the registered members of this community. So the community starts with a humble beginning of a personal blog by the founder, Gary Liu. Gary was a nerd himself. He writes iPhone games, and there was no iPad in the early days. But at that time, he started sharing his experience writing iOS code with his fellow developers. And later on, this blog grew into an online forum for Chinese iOS devs to discuss technical issues and later on more on marketing, how to crack the App Store, and so on and so on. So that's one side of the business. On the other side, the company has a game studio. We release games in the name of Punchbox Studio and Moga Studios. So we have tried different genres, including single-player platform games. Later on, we found more success in freemium model and casual slash social game playing mechanisms. So one of the game called Fishing Joy, that is a runaway success in China and many of the Asian markets. Currently, we have about 15 million to 70 million installs across iOS and Android, and about 4 million DAU for this game. I would say about 50 to 60% are from Asian countries, and a larger percentage is from China. So that's the basic story of the company. So the reason why I come to GDC this year is to like to create a, I have a session for the iOS developers here. So I want to create an immersive experience for the iOS developers, game developers here, to let them understand what is China, what is not China, how does the China iOS or mobile gaming market look like, how big is the opportunity, and how soon is the opportunity. How soon, I mean, can you really make money out of the China iOS market? Because people are very well aware of the size in terms of download of China market, which is the number two market after US. But I think the mentality right now is still there's a lot of piracy in China. It's very hard to make money. Probably you don't even be able to make any money from the market. But that is changing. And based on our experience and our fellow community members' experience, we've seen revenue picking up from China market very, very fast. So some of the top developers in China, their revenue from the Chinese iOS App Store is around $300,000 to even $500,000 per month, which is very significant. And also more exciting, we see the year-over-year growth close to 300% in terms of revenue growth. So that is the message that I like to bring to the GDC, the developers participating in GDC this year, and also I'd like to your audience to be aware of that.
You know, do you feel that iOS is still dominant versus Android? Where do you feel that's going in terms of China? You know, for most of the audience here, you know, we're US or Eurocentric. We're not aware, you know, we hear about it. We hear about Angry Birds talking about how China is the number two market for them. You know, we hear about that, but we don't quite understand what that means. So, you know, what is Android big there too? Is it mainly iOS? And, you know, what about art styles? What about all these other things? Let's say a developer wants to get into China, you know, because they recognize that the cost of installs in the US and Europe is just very expensive, and they want to go into these Asian countries. Is there still an opportunity for that?
Right. So in terms of the comparison between Android market and iOS market, so the number of active devices for Android is about one half the size of iOS devices. So it's pretty big. It's huge, and it's growing very fast. It's growing also very, very fast. So the current number is there are about 15 million to 18 million active iOS devices in China market, and there are about 20 to 25 million Android devices. So that number might double next year or even more, with Apple signing a contract with signing a deal with China Mobile. So there will be more iPhones in China market for sure, and there will be more Android as well. I think that's a good news for consumer, but for developer probably it's a slightly different story, because in China the Android market is more way more fragmented than in the U.S. So over here, and you have to deal with the Google app market and Android market, and plus Amazon. Probably that's it. There's a few small ones that you can ignore, but in China there are maybe five or six, maybe more, equivalent-sized Android market. Equivalent, I mean, the same size as Google. So there's no dominant player in China. So you have to deal with these markets separately. So that is a pain in the ass for developers, and also the payment. Payment is a pain for iOS also in China. It's not as, because credit card is not as prevalent in China as in the West, but in Android is more so. So there's no Google Checkout. There's no Google Checkout, and these different markets, they have their own way of doing payment. So it's very hard to.
So if developer wants to get in on China, do they just translate their app? I mean, what about art style? What about all these other issues that determine whether something's going to succeed or not?
That's a very good question. So culture, language barrier is the first thing that comes into developer's mind. So they have to translation. They might try Google Translation. So one trick you can try is you translate your... use Google Translation. I can guarantee that won't work. But one trick you can do is you can translate your language into Chinese and then translate it back and see if it still give you the the original meaning or convey your intention. But that said, language barrier really is not the hardest thing to conquer. So culture barrier is probably next. So for certain games like Infinity Blade or racing games, there's really no culture barrier. So it's case by case, right? Even Angry Birds and Plants vs. Zombies, they're extremely successful in China. But for other games, for instance, Dragon Veil, it is probably the top one or top two, number one and number two top grossing game right now. In China, Dragon has a totally different kind of visualization. So in China, the Chinese Dragon doesn't have wings. So that's one thing you might consider if your game has certain culture element that is not suitable for the Chinese audience, or if you can enhance your game to better suit the Chinese audience. So that's the second part. And really, the hardest is the different business dynamics in terms of the distribution promotion. And are you supposed to work with the local media to promote your games, or are you solely rely on buying downloads from AdMob or Tapjoy? So these are probably the harder question that you need to think about. And fourthly is the regulation. So you might heard about stories about Google and Yahoo. They're not quite successful in China. But don't be scared by these failure stories, because we think game is a different product than internet websites. Because internet websites is more media, but games are more entertainment products. So we believe there is a good opportunity for any game to become successful in China. But again, we need to do case-by-case evaluation of their, as you said earlier, style or culture elements, and so on and so on.
And are tablets even a big thing in China?
Tablets are a huge thing. Yes.
So you do feel that tablets are going to be something that everyone in China owns? Or what does that mean?
It will definitely be something everyone will own. Because I know both my mom and my mother-in-law, or my cousins, they probably make maybe, I don't know, one-fourth or even less the monthly income than the U.S. consumer, average U.S. consumer, but they all have an iPad.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right.
So it is going to be big tablets. It's not going to be small Kindle tablets or something like that.
That I'm not quite sure. It's, I think time will tell, because right now it is still everywhere. It's iPad is the equivalent of tablet.
So another thing that we've heard about is that if you try to develop a game in China and it's successful, Tencent or someone else will come in and swoop in and just outmarket you and out distribute you. Does that matter in the mobile platform? Does Tencent have that kind of leverage, or is this a new opportunity for smaller developers?
On mobile, we don't see those big players have a huge advantage, I would say. I mean, they do have more money, for sure, but Tencent is more formidable because of QQ. But really, there's no tight integration. QQ is an IM platform, and which has, I don't know, maybe half of the Chinese population on that IM platform. But really, there's no tight integration with between QQ and Apple. So we don't see many of the Tencent games on the top ranking in China or anywhere in the world.
And you know, you're talking about your family. Do they have iPhones too? You know, you mentioned that they have iPads. Do they have iPhones, or do they have Android devices, or what is that?
Yeah, I think all my cousins have iPhones, and that's another interesting thing. They will like to, so in China, people will spend. They could spend their entire month's salary to buy a mobile phone, and they change that every year, which is not imaginable in the U.S. So over here, people tend to wait until a phone becomes subsidized by the carrier. Otherwise, people won't.
And why is that? Why are people willing to pay that much money for a phone?
I would say it's a culture difference. I mean, you might heard in China, the luxury goods becomes very popular. Chanel or LV sells like crazy in China or in Beijing or in Shanghai. Something hard to explain, but it's just a totally different kind of mentality by consumers.
And so then what suggestions do you have for developers who are looking to get into the China market? What can they be doing? You know, maybe top three things that they can be doing to actually have a successful game in the market.
Right. I guess the first thing is, you know, like in iTunes, you can set your country, right? So just to set your country to China and see that market, see what type of games are there and play those games and see if you have a... if there's a gap, if your genre, there's a different leader in this genre. Maybe if there isn't, there's an opportunity. Maybe there isn't means there is no need. So you need to analyze the situation case by case. So that's the homework that you need to do. And if you need a partner or need to understand the market more to talk to someone who is in that market, you can work with us. So go to cocochina.com/go-east.
How do you spell that?
cocochina.com/go-east, and talk to us, and we will help you to understand that market, and we will try to understand your game and see if there's a fit.
And where do you see the market going then in the next year or two in China in terms of just games overall? Is it, you know, our internet cafe is going to dominate? Is it going to be mobile now? Is everything going to transition there? What do you feel is going to happen?
Because our focus is purely on mobile, so what I can speak probably is for mobile market. As I said earlier, we're seeing a 300% year-over-year growth, revenue growth for developers, so that would be very, very exciting for us. China Mobile is going to sign a deal with Apple pretty soon, we believe. So that will double the iOS number of iOS devices in that market. So what we can see is it's going to be, I think, repeating what happens in the U.S. in the past one or year or two. So if you didn't catch that wave, catch this wave.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.